वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 59, The Killing of the Demon Naraka. And today's texts are 31, 32, and 33. So we'll do 31, you please repeat, and then we'll all do 32 and 33.
Tasyatmajoyam tava parapankajam Bhita prapannarti haropasarita Tatpalayainam kuruhasta pankajam Shirasya musya kila kalma shapaham Tasyatma joyam tava para pankajam Bhita prapannarti haropasadita Tatpalayainam kuruhasta pankajam Shirasya musya kila kalma shapaham Tasyatma joyam tava para pankajam Bhita prapannarti haropasadita Tatpalayainam kuruhasta pankajam Shirasya musya kila kalma shapaham
Shirasya musya kila kalma shapaham Tasyatma joyam tava para pankajam Vita prapannarti haropasadita Tapalayainam kuru hasta pankajam Shirasya musya kila kalma shapaham Tasyatma joyam tava para pankajam Vita prapannarti haropasadita Tapalayainam kuru hasta pankajam Shirasya musya kila kalma shapaham Ladies? Tasyatma joyam tava para pankajam Vita prapannarti haropasadita Tatpalayainam kuruhasta pankajam Shirasya musya kila kalma shapaham
Nobody else?
Satmajoyam tava para pankajam. Nita prapannati haropasarita. Tapalayainam kuru hasta pankajam. Shirasya musha kilakal mashapaham. This is a nice tune, I like this. So, word for word. Tasya, of him, Bhaumasura. Atmajaha, son. Ayam, this. Tava, your. Para, feet. Pankajam, lotus-like. Bhitaha, afraid. Prapanna, of those who take shelter. Those two ends there, we hold the syllable longer. Not prapanna, but prapanna. Arti, the distress. Hara, O you who remove. Upasaditaha, has approached. Tat, therefore. Palaya, please protect. Enam, him. Kuru, place. Hasta pankajam, your lotus hand. Shirasi, on the head. Amusya, his. Akhila, all. Kalmasha, sins. Apaham, which eradicates. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Here is a son of Bhaumasura. Who is speaking? Bhumi, Mother Bhumi, okay. Just to check on you. Here is a son of Bhaumasura. Frightened, he is approaching your lotus feet, since you remove the distress of all who seek refuge in you. Please protect him. Place your lotus hand, which dispels all sins, upon his head. Purport. Here the earth goddess seeks protection for her grandson, who has been frightened by all the terrible, violent events that just took place. Text 32, we can all do together. Sri Shuka Uvacha Iti Bhumyartito Vagvir Bhagavan Bhakti Namraya Dattva Bhayam Bhauma Griham Pravishat Sakalar Dhimat. Shukadev Goswami said, thus entreated by Goddess Bhumi in words of humble devotion, the Supreme Lord bestowed fearlessness upon her grandson and then entered Bhaumasura's palace, which was filled with all manner of riches. Text 33. Tatra rajanya kanyanam satsahasradhika yutam bhaumahritanam vikramya rajabhyo dadrishe hari. Translation. There Lord Krishna saw 16,000 royal maidens whom Bhauma had taken by force from various kings. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami provides evidence from the sage Parashara, as quoted in the Vishnu Puran 5:29-31, to the effect that there were actually 16,100 royal maidens imprisoned in Bhauma's palace. Kanya puresa kanyanam shura shatulya vikrama shatadhikani dadrishe sahasrani mahamati. Within the maiden's quarters, O wise one, that lord of unequal prowess found 16,100 princesses. Another relevant verse from the Vishnu Puran 5:29-9 is as follows. Deva siddha suradinam nipanam cha janardana hitva hi so sura kanya Rodha Nijamandire. The demon Bhaumasura kidnapped the unmarried daughters of demigods, siddhas, asuras, and kings, O Janardhan, and imprisoned them in his palace. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Raghunatan Ramscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, we're continuing from yesterday's. The first verse says, here is the son of Bhaumasura. Frightened, he is approaching your lotus feet, since you remove the distress of all who seek refuge in you. Please protect him. Place your lotus hand, which dispels all sins, upon his head. And in the purport, here the earth goddess seeks protection for her grandson who has been frightened by all the terrible violent events that just took place. So the terrible events that just took place was a lot of action and a lot of killing. And mostly the killing was done by the Supreme Lord himself. So Bhaumasura, the son of Bhumi, he has actually built this beautiful palace, and he traveled all over the universe, because he says here he has not just the daughters of kings from this world, but also from daughters of demigods, siddhas, asuras, and so forth. So he has created havoc everywhere and then collected 16,100. That's not a small number. And so then he had a big, very big army. And if you can imagine a place that is fortified, here they have barbed wire fencing. You know, even in the prison house, they have these barbed wire fencing. And another concrete structures that keep the jail, you know, the prisoners in. But this fortress, this formidable building, this property that Bhaumasura has, it was protected by so many different elements, so many different materials. Outside was a big rock wall. Huge rock wall and very high. And then there was weapons. The next boundary wall was weapons. I don't know, it didn't say what weapons they were. But then there was a fire. The next one was a fire boundary. So, and then there was water, and then there was, inside of that, there was also a earthen boundary. And then there was a gaseous one too. So all the different elements, almost every element was represented there in this boundary wall to protect this Bhaumasura and his followers. Even it is mentioned that there was also a mantra, talisman is described. One of the boundary walls was mantra protected. I guess the closest thing to that would probably be something like voodoo or something. it would seem to me. So who can penetrate that kind of boundary? Who can penetrate these walls? So it is said that terrible, violent events just took place. So Krishna, he heard from from Indra. Indra just came to Lord Krishna, and he told him that this Bhaumasura is creating havoc, and therefore we have to kill him. So Lord Krishna immediately took Satyabhama and went over there, and with his club, he said he started destroying the boundary walls. And he used not just his club, but he used his arrow, he used his disc. Says that the Mura demon that was living there, he had five heads, and he made this apparently barbed wire fencing, which is very, very formidable. And Sri Krishna, he used his disc, his Sudarshan Chakra, to destroy that. And so now, and then of course, he killed so many of the soldiers of Bhaumasura. He killed the Mura demon with the five heads, all the elephants and horses. You can imagine a huge battle was taking place, and basically it was Krishna alone with Satyabhama on one side and everybody else on the other. So she is asking now, the mother of Bhaumasura is asking that the son of Bhaumasura, he is very much afraid, he's frightened, that kindly remove the distress. Remove the distress of this boy. He is approaching your lotus feet. Please place your hand, your lotus hand, which dispels all sins. The Supreme Lord's hand, any part of his body can do it. But here she's asking to please put your hand on his head. It's and even in this world there is a example of how people also, they bless their children or they bless someone by putting their hand on their head. And or sometimes they embrace them or different ways like that. And so that's what she's asking for. Now this very boy, later on we get to hear of his activities. Even here now he is being protected by Krishna, and very soon he's going to fight against Krishna in the Mahabharata. His name is Bhagadatta. He may have other names also, but in the Mahabharata he's called Bhagadatta. So relieving of distress, removing of distress is it's something that the Supreme Lord can do. And he doesn't have to necessarily place his hand on our head. But he just have to feel, pleasing towards us. If we please him and he is pleased, then automatically our distress go far away. Srila Prabhupada in 1967, when he was going back to India from San Francisco, the devotees wrote there of that meeting, which was very much like this, with the Prabhupada blessing everybody. It says that they were at the airport and Prabhupada was now getting ready to take the plane, and all the devotees came there, and they were going to see Srila Prabhupada. They don't know if they were going to see him again, because He's going to India and he was sick. And they don't know what would take place. So Kirtanananda was carrying a portable battery-operated phonograph and two copies of the Hare Krishna mantra record. Prabhupada asked, Kirtanananda, why not play the record? They were at the airport, remember. They will enjoy. Kirtananda played the record very softly, its sound catching the attention of people in the cocktail lounge. Make it a little louder, Prabhupada asked. And Kirtanananda increased the volume. Prabhupada began nodding his head, keeping time. Soon the devotees began humming along with the record and then quietly singing until gradually they were singing loudly. Kirtanananda, Brahmananda and other devotees began to cry. The kirtan was getting heavier and heavier and so was the crying. And the people in the waiting room were just looking at Swamiji like he was someone very special. Of course he was someone very special. And in the middle of it all, Swamiji was completely relaxed. And hear this part. As if this were his place and this was just a normal thing to do. When the record ended, Hamsaduta asked, Swamiji, can I take a collection? Prabhupada nodded. Hamsaduta stood and made a little speech. I guess he's talking to everybody who is there, all the people. Our mission is to spread Krishna consciousness. We have a temple in New York. We are always badly in need of money. Which is true. Please help us. Borrowing a hat from a soldier. Hamsaduta went around taking a collection. Srila Prabhupada said, our traveling is very auspiciously beginning now. We had a nice kirtan and we had a nice collection. It is all Krishna's mercy. Then it was time to board the plane. Prabhupada embraced each of his men. They stood in a line and one after another they approached him and embraced him. He patted a few of the women on their head. Rupa Nuga Prabhu will be speaking here now. He actually lives in the community now. He was in Jacksonville. Now he has just moved to Alachua about a month ago or so. So he said, Swamiji was embracing the men, Kirtananda, Brahmananda, Gargamuni. I never expected that he would ask me to step forward. I didn't consider myself in the same category with the other devotees, so I was very much surprised when Swamiji motioned to me and spoke my name, Rupa Anuga. I got up and walked to Swamiji. It might have been 10 feet, but it seemed like a long distance. I embraced him, and that embrace was the most memorable embrace of my life. Right away, I noticed Srila Prabhupada's strength. He was so strong, it was like embracing a young man, a man my age. I was 27, and he seemed even stronger and younger than I. And he hugged me tightly, and I also embraced him very firmly. He was smaller than me in stature, so I instinctively buried my chin in the hollow of his left shoulder. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, the Lord is a shelter of everyone, and everyone should take shelter of him. Arjuna, we see in Bhagavad Gita how he is taking shelter of Krishna. And and in Bhagavad Gita 9:32 it is described that the Lord gives shelter to everyone. He gives shelter to, there it is mentioned, women, Vaishyas, merchants, Shudras, workers, and so forth. Not only them, but the whole world he is ready to give shelter to. In fact, he is giving shelter. Sometimes we speak to the students of the Krishna Lunch Program, and many of them have very wonderful questions that they ask. And I met a young girl last week, and she came up to the table to get Krishna lunch. And I asked her, do you take Krishna lunch regularly? She said, yes, I come regularly. And I love Krishna lunch. And I showed her the books. We have a table there with the books and also the pamphlets and the bookmarks and so forth. And so I showed her the bookmark and I offered her to take one. She said, yes, I have many questions. She said, I have many questions. There are some things in Christianity that I don't like. So I said, okay, well, if you have some questions, you know, over here in that bench, we could sit and we can speak for a minute. And so the other devotees took over the serving, and I went over and I spoke to her for about a half an hour. And this was one of her questions, that God is, does God treat everyone equally, or does he give shelter to everybody equally? And another of her question was, as we continued speaking and we were talking about vegetarianism and reincarnation and so forth, she said, when there is suffering, like an epidemic, and so many people, you know, like a whole village or a whole country might be affected, and it seems like God does wholesale, he gives wholesale suffering to everyone. So I said, everybody has his own reaction. Everyone will get his own reaction. I mean, generally speaking, people who have a certain kind of karma, they would usually end up in a certain area. And even then, sometimes when a hurricane hits, not everyone's house gets damaged. Or even sometimes there is a house that falls down and, you know, everyone in the house dies except somebody who was underneath a door or something. So each person has his karma and each one has the reaction that he would receive. And then she said, and about vegetarianism, she said, well, what about if the plants are also alive, if the trees are also alive, how come we're eating the vegetables? You cannot eat the animals, but why eat the vegetables? They're also alive. So that answer I showed her Bhagavad Gita 9:26, which describes patram pushpam palam toyam and so on. And she was very satisfied. She took a couple of books and she said she's going to read and so forth. So this is the shelter that the devotees give. Srila Prabhupada and the devotees. This is our shelter for people. Because even Krishna is the shelter for everyone, but also the pure devotee is a shelter for everyone, and all of us, we also have that responsibility to give shelter to others. And in fact, we are instructed to do that, because if you have the mercy, why not spread it to others so that everyone else can become peaceful. In Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna is saying how he is helping the conditioned souls. Tesham evanukapadtam aham ajnana jamtama nashayam atma bhavasto jnana dipena bhashvate. Jnana dipena bhashvate. To show them special mercy, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. And if someone surrenders unto the Lord, then the Lord protects him completely. Daivihesha gunamai mama maya duratteya mami vai prapadyante maya nitam tarantite. The divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes, is difficult to overcome. For those who have surrendered unto me, they can easily cross beyond it. So the material world is a dangerous place. And we need to take shelter. We need to have the hand of the lotus hand of the Lord in our hand to bless us. And when we do, then the whole ocean of the material world is decreased to the water that can fit in the hoof print of a calf. Samasutaya padapalava plavam yatta, like that. Bhavam buddhi yat patsa param padam 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 yad vipadam natesham. For one who has accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Mukunda, or the giver of mukti, the ocean of the material world is like the water contained in the calf's hoofprint. So, like that, and then, but you see in this section here, there Lord Krishna saw 16,000 royal maidens whom Bhauma had taken by force from various kings. These are 16,000, and then we already just discussed in the previous chapter the eight principal wives of princesses, and so that makes 16,108 altogether. And it's described that each one of these girls, they are not ordinary princesses. To become Krishna's wife, one has to be very qualified. So these were all very, very qualified maidens, young girls. And it is described that each one of them had 10 children. And all their children had 10 children. And Srila Prabhupada described that, so the whole family of Krishna was something like 10 million. So so it was very, it's a very big, big family. Okay, let's see here. So in the Mahabharata, there is a description of who this Bhagadatta is and a little description of his activity. So I'll read a little. When the goddess, the Bhumi Devi, asked for the boon, for the benediction, Krishna replied, "O goddess, it shall be so. Your son will be," when he asked for a boon for Bhaumasura, it says, "It shall be so. Your son will be invincible, protected by my weapon." She then went away, and her son received the weapon, which he later passed on to Bhagadatta. So Bhaumasura received this weapon, what is described as the Vaishnava weapon, and then he passed it on to his son, Bhagadatta. This weapon can slay any being within the three worlds, including Indra and Rudra. Therefore, for your sake, O Arjuna, I baffled the missile. Now you may slay your opponent, this unstoppable enemy of the gods, Bhagadatta, even as in days gone by I slew Naraka in a great fight. So Naraka was his father. And Bhagadatta, he had this powerful weapon that can kill so many, can destroy the whole world practically. So it continues, understanding that Krishna had saved his life, Arjuna fixed his gaze on Bhagadatta, because Bhagadatta was creating a scene on the battlefield. In fact, just before that, when Arjuna was sent out by Yudhishthir with the challenge horse, Bhagadatta was one of those who challenged. And it is described that he fought with Arjuna for 8 days. And then, of course, he was defeated. So, understanding that Krishna had saved his life, Arjuna fixed his gaze on Bhagadatta. He swiftly covered him with hundreds of straight flying shafts. As Bhagadatta parried the attack, Arjuna took up a long golden lance. He drew it back and, invoking the power of Indra, hurled it with all his strength at Supratika. Do you know who Supratika was? The elephant. Supratika was the elephant that Bhagadatta was riding. And that elephant was amazing. He was very, very powerful, almost as powerful as Bhagadatta. It went into the elephant's head, right up to its golden wings. Supratika stopped in its tracks, its limbs paralyzed. Although goaded by Bhagadatta, it slowly fell to the earth like an enormous hill, uprooted by a thunderbolt. As his elephant screamed, Bhagadatta leapt from its back. Before Bhagadatta reached the ground, Arjuna shot a crescent-headed shaft that tore open his breast and cut his heart in two. His bright turban fell from his head like a petal falling from a lotus whose stem has been violently struck. He dropped to the earth with his golden garland broken and scattered, his arms and legs spread. He appeared like a god fallen from heaven when his pious credits have expired. So as Bhagadatta, he was so then Arjuna, towards the end, what Arjuna did was, when Bhagadatta fell and died, Arjuna circumambulated him in respect. And I thought this was very, this is very important, and we see this a lot in the scriptures, where a person is your enemy as long as he's alive, but after he's dead, he's not your enemy anymore. In fact, in the Ramayana, we see that also when Indrajit was killed by Lakshman, and the other monkey soldiers, they wanted to cut his body up and send it to Ravan. And Lord Ram said no, that he has been a very good fighter, valiant soldier, and he fought and he died on the battlefield, so this is glorious. So he should be sent respectfully back to his father. But just to give you an idea who this Bhagadatta was, it's a little more here. It says, Bhagadatta quickly took up a new bow. This is when during the fighting. He took up a new bow and covered Arjuna and Krishna with a shower of arrows. Arjuna released a cluster of shafts that cut his bow to pieces. Suddenly, Krishna stood up from his place on the chariot. This is when Bhagadatta was about to kill Arjuna, actually. All the warriors witnessing the fight between Arjuna and Bhagadatta gasped as they saw the missile capable of killing all creatures fly toward Arjuna. And then, suddenly, Krishna stood up from his place on the chariot. Throwing out his arms, he received the weapon full on his chest. As it struck him, it turned into a garland of celestial flowers and draped itself around his neck. Arjuna was mortified. Why had Krishna interfered, keeping his eyes on Bhagadatta, who had been stunned by Krishna's thwarting of the Vaishnava missile? He said, "O lotus-eyed one, your promise was that you would drive my horses and never enter the fight. Why have you interceded? I could understand you taking it upon yourself to protect me when I am incapable or about to fall. But here I stand with all my faculties and weapons. Not even the combined celestials and asuras could defeat me. How have you felt it necessary to act as you did?" And then Krishna will reply, after slowly circling the chariot of Bhagadatta, Krishna said, "Hear, O sinless one, the origin of the weapon that Bhagadatta released for your destruction. Long ago, when I awoke from slumber in my form as Mahavishnu, the goddess of the earth came to me seeking a boon. Knowing that I was inclined to grant favors at that time, she said, 'Please bestow upon my son Naraka the Vaishnava weapon. Let it be that he cannot be slain by any being.'" And of course, that weapon was given to his son, Naraka's son Bhagadatta, and who was fighting here with using it. So, any questions or comments? Should be calm, Prabhu. Push it a little further. There.
Hello. Yeah, the queens, 16,100 queens, in their past life, some of them were sages in Dandaka. Forest, Sri Ramachandra, you know that, and there were a variety of different personalities that took part as the kings of Krishna. I mentioned some. That's one thing. And the other point was usually when Krishna defeats the demons, the son usually surrenders. Like Shishupal's son, Sahadev, he had surrendered and he fought. He joined the Pandavas fighting against the Kauravas. But Bhagavat was different. There was one other point. The bell of the elephant, Bhagavat's elephant, when Arjuna hit it, there were some boards. There was a board nest in there. And the chicks, they were just born. And when Arjuna cut the bell fell and covered those chicklings.
Mm.
And so they would be protected. And at the end of the Mahabharata war, I don't remember if it was Lord Krishna who went and uncovered that ring, because those boards, they had a special mission. They would recite either the, not the Puranas, but some of the scriptures or something like that. But it's very, a very interesting part, you know.
Those sages at Dandakaranya, that forest, those fighters there, they became these queens.
Why? Some of them. They had wanted a hog lord on the terms of when they saw him embracing. You know, they were so, but he says, not now, later on.
Mm.
So that was one, and there were some others, I forgot. The others who were.
Okay. And who are those that became the gopis? Sages that became the gopis. Huh?
So is Krishna
pat
him on the head?
Is Krishna what? Krishna
pat him on
the head?
Yeah.
Oh no, well it's yeah, what is described is that he said, I'll protect you, something like that, and then he left. He didn't spend very long with him. The fact that he didn't kill him means that he blessed him.
And also, Boko Haram. Yeah.
Oh yeah, right.
Even worse.
He took 200 of those young school girls and kidnapped them. It's just a matter of time. Then just recently, a year ago, we heard of in Cleveland, Ohio, how those three girls, they were kidnapped and they were held in a building for 10 years. And and, you know, just by Krishna's arrangement, I guess their time was up, and then all of a sudden, you know, the kidnapper was out, and they called for help. Someone came and broke their door down and released them. So there's horrible kidnapping going on in this world also. Kidnapping is there all over the universe. Madam Mohan Prabhu, can you make a comment? Jai. Okay, so we'll end here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.